No more plastics.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. In a popular film a few decades back, a word that was synonymous with the future and prosperity was plastic. But General Electric doesn't think so anymore. It's putting out bids to sell its plastics unit, which is valued as much as $10 billion. The 77-year-old business's earliest products have roots in founder Thomas Edison's experiments. The reason for the sale? Profit at the unit sank 23% in the third quarter amid soaring cost of raw materials. The oil pipeline is called Friendship. It's a relic of the days when Russia and Belarus were fellow members of the Soviet Union. There's not much friendship now. As their bitter dispute over energy escalates, the European Union has entered the fray. Stephen Beard reports from London.
The European Union wants to knock heads together because EU member states are now involved. The dispute began when Russia doubled the price of its natural gas for Belarus. Belarus retaliated with a tax on the Russian oil that is piped across its territory. Russia shut off the oil, and that deprived Germany, Poland, and Hungary of supplies. This follows a similar standoff between Russia and Ukraine a year ago. It's further dented Russia's reputation in Europe as a reliable supplier of energy, says Peter Kemp of Petroleum Intelligence Review.
It does reinforce the impression that Russia has become a very tough operator and has no compunction about turning off the taps when it doesn't get its way.
Nevertheless, the dispute has had no impact on the price of oil. Mild weather in North America has left the world awash with crude, and the price is drifting lower. The Kuwaiti oil minister today said OPEC may cancel long-term investment plans to curb output and prop up prices. He said crude must not be allowed to fall below $55 a barrel. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, oil fell a dollar to near $55 a barrel today. Again, the warm winter in the U.S. is a big factor in the declining price of crude. After a slow start, the market picked up speed and turned higher at the end of the day. The Dow climbed 25 points, 12,423. The Nasdaq added 3 points to 2438, and the S&P also added 3 points. It closed at 1412. Weak holiday sales at the Gap may have been the final straw. There are reports the casual clothing retailer is exploring a sale of the company, a private equity, likely the likely buyer. It will be one of the largest ever in retail history. Analysts expect Gap to fetch more than $18 billion. Investment banker Goldman Sachs has been hired to explore strategies. They range from the sale of its 3,000 stores to spinning off a single division like Banana Republic.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today, Apple CEO Steve Jobs will address the faithful at Macworld Conference in San Francisco. It's become a tradition that Jobs takes the wraps off a new Apple product at the annual meeting. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli says you don't have to have a front seat at the convention to know what will be unveiled today.
This is the worst-kept secret in the technology industry. I mean, the Wall Street Journal's confirming something everybody who follows technology has been expecting would happen. And that's the debut of this iPod phone. The journal saying it's going to be tied to the mobile phone carrier Singular. There are more than 70 million iPods that have been sold so far. The mobile business is something like $130 billion a year. So you can tell that this is potentially big news for Apple.
Apple may also have more information on an interactive television device known as iTV. It's a box that would, among other things, let users watch their downloaded movies on TV. But some DVD retailers may have a problem with that. Janet Babin reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
When considering Apple's foray into downloaded movie sales, it helps to recall the company's meteoric rise as a digital music retailer. After just a few years, iTunes trails only Walmart, Best Buy, and Amazon in music sales. The company's position is so powerful, it was able to force the major music labels to accept its pricing structure. Most songs at iTunes cost 99 cents. Many analysts say Apple will soon dominate sales of movie downloads as well. iTunes began offering limited movie downloads in September for up to $15. That's less than most DVDs at big box stores like Target. Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster says the price differential has created a battle between Apple, the retailers, and the movie studios.
And the retailers feel that they're being cut out of this equation, so they have retaliation was the word for it that people like Target are using and Walmart to basically try to force the movie studios not to give Apple content.
Big box retailers do have some power in this epic drama. They're the largest sellers of DVD products, and these sales can account for a significant percentage of movie studio revenues. But DVD sales have begun to lag, and online transactions are cheaper for the studios, no package or transport costs. Hal Vogel covers media at Vogel Capital Management.
The Hollywood studios really don't have an alternative. They have to move into this digital age, and you'll see more of that as time goes on.
But Hollywood may have to cope with another transformative influence. Analyst Steve Arnold with Arnold IT says it's losing control of its audience.
Young children no longer feel compelled to sit down at 8 o'clock to watch a television show.
Instead, they download content onto cell phones, handhelds, or video iPods and watch it whenever they want. Apple's expected to make even more downloadable content available this year. Piper Jaffray predicts Steve Jobs will announce another movie studio deal at the Macworld conference this week, with all six major studios selling content on iTunes by the end of the year. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Fortune magazine is out with its list of the 100 best companies to work for. Sure, your workplace is on the list, of course. But you might be interested in some of the other companies that made it, making its debut on the list at number one, Google. The magazine says employees at Google can enjoy free gourmet meals, do laundry, drop off dry cleaning, get a massage, all on site. Two-thirds of a company's score is based on a survey of employees. There are things like attitudes towards management, job satisfaction, and camaraderie. Okay, so maybe now you know why your job wasn't on the list. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
A lot of foods tempt would-be healthy eaters.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.